gatherings in Germany, a G20 foreign ministers meeting in Bonn, and the Munich Security Conference will provide the first venues for face-to-face contacts between top Kremlin officials and the new Trump administration. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news this week. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast here at RFERL. And joining me in the studio is RFERL's news editor, Steve Gutterman. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Brian.
So the Kremlin's announced that it's trying to arrange a meeting between Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on the sidelines of the G20 ministerial in Bonn later this week. Lavrov will also appear at the Munich Security Conference later this week, which will provide another venue of contacts with top U.S. officials. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is also supposed to be in attendance. The Munich Security Conference has this history of influencing U.S.-Russian relations. 10 years ago, of course, Putin made his famous bellicose speech, which many point to as the beginning of an era of tension between Russia and the West. It was also at the Munich Security Conference that Joe Biden made his famous reset speech in 2009. Steve, you'll be in Munich covering the conference. What will you be looking for?
Well, I think one thing to note is that sort of the main characters or the main players won't be there, Trump and Putin. Mm-hmm. But as you say, it's a chance for their administrations to have kind of initial contacts. I think what's going to be happening is the kind of three sides almost here will be have their own kind of agendas or things that they're looking for, one being Russia, the other the U.S., and then Europe, broadly speaking. In terms of Russia, as you said, this is where Putin made the famous Munich speech in 2007. He lashed out at the United States, saying U.S. was, endangering world security and tearing things up. And he called for a new kind of security architecture. And that's something that they've been calling for ever since. And it's never really come to fruition.
Although it's getting close now.
What has happened is that to some degree, Russia has torn apart or upended or undermined the existing security architecture. So I think what Russia is looking for in this conference is almost sort of approval to kind of cement Russia's new kind of actions or approach to world affairs as almost the status quo. So to come in, see the Trump administration, and you have Russia having taken a big role in the Middle East, having gone into Ukraine, and to sort of make that part of just reality.
The new normal.
Yeah, exactly. The new normal. That's a good way to describe it. And at the same time, and to do that in part by trying to get the sort of tacit or open U.S. support in some ways. Obviously they want cooperation on Syria, and presumably they also want more support for their position on Ukraine and Eastern Ukraine and Crimea. From the U.S. side, we have seen very little, aside from Trump's sort of, praise of Putin and statements that he wants to improve relations, particularly in cooperation against terrorism. We've seen very little kind of concrete, promises or indications that, yes, this is going to be a greatly improved relationship. And I think, Russia will be looking for clues for signs of that in Munich. But I think the U.S. may use it more as a place to kind of, in part, to continue showing some support for Europe after Trump's, criticism of NATO and the EU. I think they'll use it to kind of show solidarity with Europe. And that's going to, if the U.S. does do that, that's going to make, Russia a little bit nervous. And I think that might be, that might be something the United States would try to do.
It's not even clear yet who's going to be making the main speech. I mean, Lavrov is going to be there, but we don't know who else from the Russian delegation is going to be there.
That's right.
We don't know if Medvedev is going to be there, for example. And on the U.S. side, Mike Pence has apparently confirmed or accepted his invitation.
That's right.
It's not clear if Tillerson's going to be there.
No.
It's not clear if Mattis, the defense secretary, is going to be there.
Right.
But we're not seeing the pro-Russia voices in the Trump administration. I don't think, for example, that National Security Advisor Mike Flynn will be there.
Right. No, there's been, I haven't heard talk of that. I've heard, you know, Pence and then possibly Tillerson and Mathis. So, you know, and I think, and obviously Flynn's, you know, there's a separate.
Well, yeah, we have, this is all happening in a context. We have the scandal over Flynn's calls to the Russian ambassador going on. So
But I mean, that's one reason why I think who goes from the United States, which shows, you know, what the United States is going to be trying to say to get across mm-hmm. this message of, you know, we're in solidarity with Europe to some extent. And I think Europe will certainly be looking for that from the United States. I mean, it's unique, I think, for Europe, because in the past, at the Munich Security Conference, it's kind of been like transatlantic mm-hmm. against Russia, or, you know, how yeah. do we deal with Russia? But for the EU now, and Merkel will make a speech, she'll be there, and it's going to be more like, how do we deal with both Russia and the United States?
No, it's going to be a very interesting dynamic. And as this is happening, I just couldn't help but notice some data points that I talked about in this morning's daily vertical, just that Russia is appearing to test the West in the former Soviet states. We've had an escalation in Ukraine. We have renewed tensions with Belarus over a whole series of issues. We have a state Duma deputy calling Russia's neighbors so-called countries and calling for the retaking of the so-called historical Russian lands of northern Kazakhstan. We have snap military drills and planned Zapad exercises later this year. So Russia appears to sense a new geopolitical environment and is testing the waters right now. And this is all happening as the diplomacy between the U.S. and Russia is about to kick off. It's going to be a very interesting week.
Exactly. And I think a very good point about what Russia's been doing in the other former Soviet republics. You know, I think Russia will be looking to the United States to see and is testing to see, you know, will the U.S. kind of push back against the idea that this is the privileged
sphere
of influence.
Yeah. And we also had Nikki Haley saying sanctions are staying until, you know, with Crimea. So apparently we've had Trump reassuring the Lithuanian president that the United States will support Ukraine's territorial integrity.
Right.
So you got mixed signals coming out of Washington right now, too.
Yes.
And a lot of this is going to hinge on, like, first Friday in Bonn, if that meeting between Tillerson and Lavrov does indeed take place at the G20 ministerial, and that'll set the stage for what we see in Munich, where we'll see the public portion, you know, the dramatic right. speeches. And it's always, you can always count on something dramatic happening there. Remember everybody laughing at Lavrov's when he made his speech immediately following the Russian incursion into Ukraine. We had Medvedev last year calling for there not to be a new Cold War.
Right.
So there's going to be something. So go ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, Medvedev. I was just recalling Medvedev last year essentially saying we're in a new Cold War. And
I saw that as an interesting piece of reflexive control, incidentally. I mean, if we said no, we're not, then Medvedev could say, well, why the sanctions? And if we say yes, we are,
right.
we're essentially giving
course.
Russia
yeah.
their superpower status. So
Very
I thought
good
that
point.
Was an
yes.
interesting piece of maneuvering. Well, it's something we'll be sure to keep an eye on. Looking forward to your reports from Munich later in the week. We'll wrap it up now. That's all we have time for today. You have been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories making news in Russia. We do this every Monday, so be sure to tune in. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast. Joining me in the studio has been RFERL's news editor, Steve Gutterman. Join us again next week. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.